You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In the world of financial services and other services, whether it's banks, whether it's insurance, whether it's long-term, short-term products, there's always a regulator or someone that oversees those sorts of spaces. But what do you do when you have a complaint against either the regulator or one of the regulated entities? Well, there's this term called ombudsman that you can approach. There's various ombudsmen for various services, and we're going to be taking a look at the latest developments in the ombudsman space, because a couple of them have gotten together and decided they can be bigger than just themselves. I'm joined on the line by Ngeba Sihlali, who is the assistant ombudsman for the Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance. Good evening, Ngeba. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the role of ombudsman and what it is that ombuds bodies do for consumers.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for inviting us, and good afternoon to your listeners. An ombudsman is a person who has been appointed to look into the complaints about companies or organization. These ombudsman schemes are independent, free, and impartial, and they don't take sides. So if you have a complaint against a company or an organization, it is advisable that you should try and resolve a complaint with the organization concerned before you complain to an ombudsman.
No, but what if, what sorts of conversations can I then bring to the ombudsman? So let's say I have a conversation with, it doesn't matter whether it's a long-term insurer or a bank or a financial services house, and I don't have an agreement. What kinds of cases come to your door, and how does that happen? Because I think a lot of us don't understand that as consumers, there are certain rights that are afforded to us where we feel aggrieved and we can take things up further. What sorts of cases do you guys handle?
Well, as the NFO, our mandate is to investigate complaints against financial services provider relating to banking products and services, credit agreements, insurance complaints for life and for non-life, which means for long-term and short-term. So if you do have a complaint, the process is very informal. Firstly, you must complain to the insurer, as I have stated before. If you are not satisfied, a complaint can then be lodged to our office via email, fax, post, or by website. Others, they also call our contact center agents, and they will take down your complaint. You must provide us with the name of the service provider concerned, because now I'm not talking on behalf of the Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance alone. So you, service provider concerned, you bring us the policy number, the full contact details, and the factual summary of your complaint, and if there are any copies of the relevant documents, which I think you should have, you know, like a policy document. If your complaint relates to an insurance policy, you should have your term condition, your policy schedule, as well as any other correspondence. Like, for instance, if your complaint was repudiated by the insurer, they are obliged to issue a repudiation letter. So you must also provide those kind of information.
But you mentioned the National Financial Ombud, and this is now an amalgamation of several other ombuds bodies into a new ombuds body. How does this consolidation benefit consumers? How do consumers now have better access to all of these ombuds because you guys are now together?
I think consumers were, you know, they didn't know where to go. Like, for instance, if a complaint relates to the consumer bought a complaint, a policy from a bank, and then that policy is underwritten by an insurer, then consumers were confused. They don't know, they didn't know where to go. But now we've got one stop. So if there's any confusion, the confusion will be amongst us. because what we have now, we've got a life division, we've got a banking division, we've got credit division, as well we've got a non-life. So we got it ourselves. It's not for consumer to think, where do I go with these complaints? Because there are a number of these ombudsman schemes which are available. So they benefit in that way.
Absolutely. Now, but when we look at the ombud services and the conversations that you have, I've been seeing some things on social media platforms like X, where individuals are complaining and they're upset about the fact that they're being charged excessively by institutions like their banks. And obviously, that the first point of call, as you said, is to visit the agreement that you have with that particular organization before you then escalate it to an ombud. How do we then know that if my query comes through to the ombud, it's going to be dealt with? How do we know what sort of outcomes I can hope for in that respect?
Well, basically, when you lodge your complaint, we will issue a letter of acknowledgement. And we will ask, you know, the service provider concerned to submit a written response within 21 days. If that complaint has not been seen by the insurer or the banking, we give them a period of time in order to investigate and try and resolve the complaint, which is 21 days. If they fail to do so, if there is no resolution, then the complaint becomes a formal complaint, and then we investigate. So what sort of relief that we grant in the insurance space, what we do sometimes, if your claim has been repudiated, we direct the insurer consent to pay the benefit amount if your claim has been successful. Because sometimes, you know, when you come to this office, if your complaint doesn't have merits, then it will be dismissed. But if it is successful, we will direct the insurer to pay the benefit. We will also, if your complaint has lapsed, will also direct the insurer to reinstate your policy. Those are the kinds of things that we do. And over and above that, we also award compensation for poor service.
Well, there you have it, folks. The more you know, the better it is for you. And if you have any idea, or if you want an idea of the success rate that these ombud services have, there's an ombud payout report that was released recently, where the financial or the services ombudsmen in these various industries have paid out over 386 million rand. Unfortunately, we don't have time to dig into that, but thank you so much, Ngaba, for the insights. Ngaba Sihlali, who is the assistant ombudsman for the Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance, joining me to reflect on our consumer awareness feature around what ombudsmen do.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.